Seeking the Lord's help and your prayerful attention, I'll direct you to the chapter we read together, the Gospel according to John, chapter 20, and the first part of verse 15. The Gospel according to John, chapter 20, and verse 15, the first part. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? The Gospel according to John, chapter 20, and the first part of verse 15. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? These words, as we have read in the lesson, were spoken by the Saviour to dear Mary Magdalene. She was a most wonderful character, really. One has often felt if only we had a grain of the religion that she had got. She knew what it was to be in her earlier days possessed by seven devils. She couldn't cast them out, nor could any man, nor could the disciples. But the Saviour was to do it in a moment. And what a mercy it'd be, wouldn't it, today in this dark and solemn day, if we saw many that are possessed by devils, delivered like this dear woman was. She was brought to truly love the Lord. The reason why she loved him so was because he had so manifested his love to her. She was one of his dear children. And if ever there was a woman that followed close to the dear Redeemer, she did. Let's bring it home to us. You know, it often searches me, how close do we follow our precious Christ like she did? Well, her dear Redeemer had been crucified. She had witnessed it. She had seen him laid in the tomb. And she felt everything was gone. You know, it's a trying place with a real child of God when we feel to lose everything. A real testing time. There may be those this morning, you look in your heart and you say, can ever God dwell here in such a heart as mine? There seem so many sins to plague you, so much unbelief. And the Lord seems far from you. It's a good prayer, isn't there, in the Psalms? Be not far from me, O God. And this is what dear Mary Magdalene feared, times when he was far from her. But now he'd been taken and crucified, laid in the tomb. Everything was gone. There are times, you know, where the Lord, if we've got a real religion, will withdraw himself like he did from the spouse in the Song of Solomon. And what does it do in the real child of God? It will trouble them. Thou hidest thy face, the psalmist said, and we are troubled. She was troubled. And she couldn't rest, she couldn't sleep, could she? Some of the old preachers, you know, they used to say, if we haven't got a religion that keeps us awake one night in our life, we haven't got much. You know what it is to walk the house? Lord, am I one of thy children? Is there that in me that's real? Am I graciously and rightly concerned for my soul? Does your sin keep you awake? Well, here, with all what had taken place, and I speak it with much reverence, she rises early, while it was dark, to go to the sepulchre. Such was her concern, such was her burden. She couldn't rest, could she? Oh, what a wonderful thing it would be in this dark and solemn day if there were such characters throughout Zion today and throughout this land. What must I do to be saved? The jailer said it, didn't he? He couldn't rest. It was only the Lord that could assure him. So she goes to the sepulchre. And there she's weeping. We read, but Mary stood without at the sepulchre weeping. And as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the sepulchre. And seeth two angels in white sitting, the one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. And then they speak to her. Woman, why weepest thou? And then she got a wonderful answer to it, didn't she? She saith unto them, because they have taken away my Lord, and I know not where they have laid him. Such was her great concern. And when she had thus said, she turned herself back and saw Jesus standing, and knew not what was Jesus. One has, it's been with me so much since I arose this morning, the need of the Lord to reveal himself to us each. Is your prayer, and we sing it sometimes, it's a beautiful hymn. Jesus, reveal thyself to me. You see, there are several illustrations in the Word of God where the Lord hides himself, so his dear people don't know him. The two that journeyed to Emmaus, he was hid from them. They knew him not. And yet they rejoiced as he spoke to them in the journey. It was not until he broke the bread, excuse me, in the house in, when they came to the village, that they knew him. He revealed himself. And here, Mary thought he was the gardener. She didn't know him. He hid himself from her, as it were. And what she needed, what she needed was him to reveal himself. But I'll come to that in a moment. Then he speaks to her. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? Two important questions. And I don't know why the Lord has given them to me to bring before you this morning, but there was a reason why she wept. There may be one here this morning that's just like her. There are those things that are making you weep. Why weep is there? He put the same question to her as the angels did in the sepulchre. Why weepest thou? He knew why she wept. Oh, he did. He didn't need to ask her it really, but what was it to do? It was to put her to the test. To see how real she was. You know, there are times where the Lord will question his dear people. Oh yes. Why weepest thou? The psalmist questioned his own heart, didn't he? In Psalms 42 and 43. Why art thou cast down, O my soul? Why art thou disquieted within me? Hope thou in God, for I shall yet praise him. Woman, why weepest thou? Well, what is causing you weeping today, poor soul? Well, the Lord knows before I even utter a word of any reason, or before you do. Why weepest thou? Is it because the Lord is hiding himself from you and it causes you much weeping? You see him revealed to others, but Lord, it's me, I weep because thou dost hide thyself. There's an appointed time, you know, where he will reveal himself. And we need, and Mary did here, much patience to wait for him to reveal himself. We often quote it, be patient and steady. And wait on him still. Another reason you may be weeping may be because of the sins that plague your poor heart. The hymn writer said, didn't he, sins of every shape and form. How many times have you laid your head on the pillow and you've wept because of the sins of the past day and the sins of your life? This text I find in some ways difficult to preach from because the Lord spoke it to me. Back in 1965. And that, it was a Friday, excuse me, Friday night. And everything seemed to be against me. It was all my sin, it was all my unbelief, and the sins were like mountains stacked up. And everything in providence and everything in the pathway seemed against me. And I was so tempted that I'd done the wrong thing and following the Lord 2 years before. And this Friday night, you know, I went to bed and I wept. I should think the pillow was soaked with tears. And as I lay there and wept over it all before the God of heaven, the Lord spoke audibly from heaven these words to me. I thought it was one of my mother or my father had come onto the landing and called me, because as clear as I speak to you this morning, the voice was this, Robert. I knew a little what Samuel felt when the Lord spoke to him. And I got up and I went out on the landing and called out, "Who called me?" And I went back and lay down. And as I lay down, the Lord spoke these words we have as a text before us this morning. "Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" And you know, in a moment, my soul leapt out within me. "Lord, it's thee I seek and no other." And you know, in a moment, before me was a precious Christ, viewed by faith on Calvary's tree, suffering in my room, place and stead. And the mountain of sin that had so troubled me was all gone. I lay there as a pardoned sinner. All the guilt was gone. Everything was right in my soul. And I put my arms up to the Lord and I said, "Lord, take me home. Don't make me sin anymore." Of course, in it all was the exercise of the ministry, but it was a wonderful time. And on the Lord's Day, I went into Pick Hill Chapel to hear dear Mr. Jupp preach. And he preached from these words, "I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." And the chapel was full. You couldn't get in the doors. I sat in the porch. And during the sermon, he said, "Beloved friends, is the one here who can't even see the poor minister," and I couldn't. He said, "But you've been awake on the night previous or a night or so this week and you couldn't sleep." And he had told the congregation everything that I'd been through all that night and how the Lord had spoken, "Why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" The sin's all gone. He said, "This is your lot, isn't it?" I came out of Pick Hill Chapel and a dear lady said to me, because I'd told her a little bit about it during the week, and she said to me, she said, "I should think you're the happiest man in England." Oh, I felt to be. "Why weepest thou?" You see, when the Lord reveals himself, and he was to dear Mary, which I want to come to in a moment, It'll sweep away all this weeping you have. Oh, it will. Now, you young ones may have things that are making you weep today. In your providential pathway. In your soul. In your circumstances. There may be those in the family that have things that are making you weep. Let me just convey to you, I feel the sweet promises to weepers. Think of the Psalms, you know. They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him. You know, we must know the weeping to know the joy. What did Jesus say to the dear disciples John 16? Verily, verily, I say unto you, that ye shall weep and lament, but the world shall rejoice. Ye shall be sorrowful, but your sorrow shall be turned into joy. You know, we should never know anything of real joy unless we know real weeping. But then, there's that precious word again in the Psalms. Weeping may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. And you know, the dear disciples were not to know the weeping just like Mary was. But they were too to know the joy, weren't they? On that glorious resurrection morn. Well, we read of it here in the lesson, didn't we? Why weepest thou? Well, I may not name exactly what may be causing you. It may be, I'll just pursue one or two points. Weeping this morning, the onslaughts of Satan. You know, if you've got a real religion, and I have, if we have, the devil won't give us any rest. And there are times where you'll weep because of his onslaughts. Oh, he will. I don't mean outward tears. That may be involved. But what I'm concerned about is the tears in our hearts. The Lord sees them. You think the dear Jeremiah, often referred to as the weeping prophet, but you look how the Lord knew all that weeping that was in the dear man's heart because of the solemn state of the people and the circumstances he was in bondage. And then we think too of the Saviour himself. He knew what it was to weep. You know, many often at gravesides will weep at the loss of their dear ones. And really there's nothing to be ashamed of, you know. The Saviour wept at the grave of Lazarus. Oh, he did. And he can whisper like he did, and it's a precious word, weep not. Weep not. Why? Because, you see, everything's in his hand and all events are at his command. Weep not. But then, you may be weeping too because you're in a very dark place. The days of darkness shall be many. And you think of some of the old saints that have gone through this chapel and now lay in the graveyard. They knew many tears, you know. They knew what it was to weep, not only outwardly, but inwardly. They wept for souls. Oh, they did. They wept and begged of the Lord that he would quicken this one into life, that one into life, that he would work. Woman, why weepest thou? But then he didn't leave it there, did he? He says, whom seekest thou? Whom seekest thou? She was not only weeping and mourning of all what she was in, they've taken away my Lord, but she was a real seeker. And I just want to pursue that in a few ways. Firstly, look how earnest her seeking was. She was there early, a real seeker. She wanted to find a precious Saviour, and anoint his precious body with the ointment and spices she had prepared. She was there early. What do we read? I love them, the Lord said, that love me, and they that seek me early shall find me. It's a beautiful word, that is. You do, young people. As the old preachers used to say, put it in your waistcoat pocket. They that seek me early shall find me. And you can plead that before him. Oh, to be a real seeker, asking our way to Zion with our faces thitherward. And then, of course, she was seeking to find the precious Jesus. Are you seeking to find him? What did the spouse say? Oh, that I knew where I might find him, that I might come even to his seat. She went about the city, didn't she? Saw ye him whom my soul loveth? She wanted to find him. And when she found him, she held him, just like Mary did here, and would not let him go. And that's what faith will do in you. It'll hold the dear Redeemer and will not let him go. Why seekest thou? Whom seekest thou? Whom seekest thou? And then, oh, to seek for mercy. Poor penitent sinner, oh, to come seeking for mercy, seeking for pardon, seeking for him to wash us in his precious blood, seeking for him to speak to us. Be not silent unto me, David said, lest if thou be silent unto me, I become like them that go down into the pit. Oh, to be a real seeker in Zion. You may not be able to lay claim to much, but can you not say, well, I trust I do seek the Lord, and I seek him night, and I seek him day in the day, and I give him no rest. And you won't, poor soul, until you find him. Whom seekest thou? Well, who was she seeking? None but Jesus. Can do helpless sinners good. It's none but him that she sought. And what about you and what about me? Are we seeking him? Seek ye my face, the Saviour cries, the hymn writer says. The psalmist prayed it too, didn't he? And so has the Church of God through the ages. Jesus saith unto her, Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou? But then, oh, to be seeking for a crumb from the Master's table. You think as you go up the Sabbath by Sabbath or in the week to the house of God, do you seek the Lord to feed you? Do you seek a crumb from the Master's table? Or do you seek, I'll go further, like the spouse did, to be brought into the banqueting house and his banner over us be love? You see, these seekers shall be finders. Jesus set it forth beautifully in his ministry, didn't he? Ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened unto him. Why weepest thou? And then it may be you're weeping and because the Lord is silent. You need him to speak. You may be weeping too because the Lord seems to turn a deaf ear to your prayers. Well, let me name two characters that they're well known in the Word of God that were real weepers. The first, and I often mention them, is a dear Hannah. How did she go into the house of God? There were many things to make her weep, weren't there? There was the hidings of the Lord's face. She was troubled. She was troubled in her soul and weeping. Secondly, she got no offspring. The Lord had shut up her womb and she wept because of it. And then, because her adversary continually provoked her, this is why she was weeping. It was a threefold trouble, really. And she wept, didn't she? But you look, when the Lord revealed himself, oh, the joy in the heart of that dear woman, blessing her in her soul, granting her a Samuel. She could well say, couldn't she, for this child have I prayed, and the Lord hath granted me my petition that I ask of him. She was not only a weeper, but she was a real seeker. And then, of course, there the Lord delivered her from her adversary. She got something to praise the Lord for. Oh, the joy in the heart of the dear woman. But then you can think of Hezekiah. We read, don't we? And Hezekiah wept sore. There was a lot of things to make him weep, wasn't it? There was all his sin. What I've named. There was the affliction upon him. Because the Lord had said to him, thou shalt die and not live. Oh, how he wept. But you look, and then at the Assyrian army that was out to destroy him and Jerusalem and the Lord's people. But what did the Lord do? He begins to turn his captivity. And he says to dear Hezekiah through Isaiah the prophet, after he'd heard that solemn word, set thine house in order for thou shalt die and not live. You see, he got much to weep over. And everything as he looked was out of order. What about your heart and mine? Eternities before us each. Is everything in order? And then the things concerning God's house in his day were not in order. Hezekiah couldn't put them in order himself, could he? All the things within him and about him. But the Lord could. And what did the Lord send the prophet back with? That beautiful word. And may he whisper it to your poor heart and mine this morning. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. I will add unto thy days 15 years. And I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. And I will defend this city. And you look how the Lord worked. He didn't have to lift one finger in it, Hezekiah. The Lord did it all. And look at in the case of this dear woman. She couldn't put it all right, could she? There may be many things that trouble you this morning. You cannot put them right. But go to him who is able to do for you far exceeding abundantly. And you can even ask or think. She, supposing him to be the gardener, saith unto him, Sir, if thou have borne him hence, tell me where thou hast laid him. And then look at her faith. And I will take him away. A poor, feeble woman. See her love to him. I will take him away. And that's what faith will do. When the Lord reveals himself, he'll take him away. He'll take it to yourself. Faith within us. Jesus saith unto her. And he only needed to speak one word, didn't he? To her. Mary. And she immediately knew him. He revealed himself. You know, for the most part, the Lord doesn't speak many words to his dear people. But what he does speak, like he did here to this dear woman, it was everything she needed. Oh, it was. I noticed one of the old dictionaries referred to the word Mary, probably not so in modern language, but in the old dictionaries, beloved. And I thought how sweet that was, you know. You think of that, as he speaks to a Mary, he's calling her. His beloved. She was one of his dear children, Mary. We know she was a sinner. We know she'd been possessed with those devils, but now he reveals himself, Mary. He claims her. We sing in the hymn, don't we? It's a beautiful hymn. Come and claim us as thy portion. And let us lay claim to thee. And you know, he claims her. And what does she want to do? Lay claim to him. She turned herself and saith unto him, Rabboni, which is to say, Master. And then we see she wanted to embrace a risen Christ. And he said, saith unto her, touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father, but go to my brethren and say unto them. What beautiful words. It was her, this dear woman, that was to convey this beautiful message to the dear disciples. We know and we firmly believe this, that it's right that women keep silence in the churches. That means they shouldn't preach. Whatever the Church of England may say, they shouldn't. But if you look here, in this case, it was this dear woman that was to take this joyful message to the disciples, Christ had risen. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God. Now she got something to tell them, hadn't she? When the Lord favours you in your soul with the turning of the weeping into joy, you have something to tell. We sing in the hymn, don't we? Then will I tell to sinners round what a dear Saviour I have found, and point to his redeeming blood and say, behold, the way to God. But oh, I just want, before I leave it, him revealing himself. You see, he made himself known to her as her Saviour, her Redeemer, her all and in all. Go to the woman of Samaria. She knew the Messiah was coming, which is called Christ. When he has come, she said, he will tell us all things. What did Jesus say to her? It's a very beautiful word. I that speak unto thee am he. And why I name it is because he was revealing to her his identity, just as he did to Mary here. Who he was, none other than a precious Jesus. And oh, you go back into the Old Testament to dear old Jacob when he was faced with Esau's 400 men against him. And the Lord came and there wrestled an angel with him, a man with him. And that blessed man was none other than the Lord Jesus. And he made himself known to Jacob. Oh, he did. As his Saviour, his Redeemer, he blessed him there. Look how he made himself known to Abraham when he was to offer up Isaac. He saw the day of Christ and was glad. As that ram was caught in the thicket, to be offered in the room, place and stead of Isaac, so the dear Lord Jesus was to be offered in the room, place and stead of his dear people. Abraham had a beautiful view of the dear Redeemer. He'd known the weeping, but he was to know the joy. Oh, he was. And there's so many other precious characters throughout God's holy word that he revealed himself to them. Samuel at Shiloh. The Lord revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of the Lord. He can reveal himself to you, poor soul, by speaking maybe one word to you like he did to Mary. He can reveal himself through the ministry of the glorious gospel of the Saviour. He can reveal himself through his holy, precious word. You open the word and there it is, full of Christ from beginning to end. The fullness of the divine revelation of being known in glory, which we shall see him as he is. But in conclusion, I want just to press home this point. You've got to have the weeping. to know the joy. And oh, you think of those dear disciples, what he said to them, "Ye now therefore have sorrow, but I will see you again, and your heart shall rejoice, and your joy no man taketh from you," and they cannot pour salt. It's impossible. So think of it today, the weeping. Yet you're seeking the Lord, but the joy that will come forth from it all, and you'll be able to crown him Lord of all. Amen.